This is ProBlogger.
Hey there, it's Darren from ProBlogger. Welcome to episode 153 of the ProBlogger podcast, where today I want to talk a little bit more about my income streams. Back in episode 150, I outlined, I guess in some kind of an income report, how I make my money blogging. And I talked about the first half of 2016 and where the income came from. I broke it down not in terms of total numbers of how much money I earned, but in terms of percentages. So I talked about how 46% of my income or my profit from that particular time came from affiliate commissions. 31% came from product sales, ebooks and presets and those types of things. 8% came from AdSense. 6% from sponsorship. 5% from a job board and 3% from our event, and then another 1% from other miscellaneous things. You can listen in a lot more detail to that income report, but I want to follow that particular episode up because one of the things I'm really aware of as you kind of get that snapshot of my income streams today, one of the things that you don't get when you get that snapshot is the context for it and how it came to be. And I think that's personally more useful to hear about and hopefully will help those of you who feel a bit overwhelmed by that. And every time I do sort of get that graph out and that chart out that I shared back in episode 150 in the show notes there, I do get people going, oh, wow, that just seems so big or so unattainable. How could I ever possibly get to that point where I've got all those different income streams? The other thing that I do notice when I share this type of report and when I see other bloggers talking about their figures is that sometimes people feel like they just are comparing themselves. And it's very easy to do. I know I do it when I see other people write income reports. It's not really fair to compare yourself to other people because what you're comparing yourself to is just a snapshot at the end of their journey or along their journey. And I think it's more useful to hear about how things came to be. And so in today's episode, what I want to do is just talk you through the last 13 years of my life, which might sound like it's going to be a long episode. It won't, hopefully 20, 30 minutes at max. But I just want to walk you through the timeline of how I added income streams in over that time. And I've done this a few times in talks, and this is what people actually find more helpful than just hearing the snapshot. And so I hope that those of you who are interested in how to get to that endpoint of a full-time income from your blogs might find it useful to hear about the journey. You can find today's show notes over at problogger.com/podcast/153, where I will link as much as I can to the different income streams and advice that I've got for you on those things as well. Again, that's problogger.com/podcast/153. Okay, you ready? Let's walk back in time to 2002.
Creating great content. Finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Okay, it's 2002, November. I'm sitting at a desk of one of the part-time jobs that I had. I was also doing some study on the side. I get an email from a friend saying, check out this blog. Many of you have heard the extended version of this story. I'm not going to go through it completely, but I ended up on this blog and see something there that I want to do. And I decided that day I was going to start a blog. And for the next year, I blogged on that blog and I began to experiment with a few other little blogs on the side. But for the first year of my blogging, I had no idea you could make money blogging and I had no idea that that's what I would end up doing. I just blogged because I enjoyed blogging. Now, I'm doing a bit of an income timeline here, and so it could be very easy to skip over this first year, but I actually think it was really important. It was an important year for me because it was a foundational year. And the income that followed, some of it came because I spent a whole year not making money from my blogs and focusing upon other things. Firstly, I learned a lot in this year. I spent a year learning about blogging, learning about the tools, learning about the culture, learning about how to communicate. So learning was one of the big things that I invested a lot of time into there without even really thinking about it. It just happened. Secondly, I wrote a lot of content in that time, and I got hopefully a bit better as a writer, but I also built up an archive of content, which began to get indexed in Google, and that drove some traffic. And that's the other thing I worked on for that year. I worked on building the traffic to my site. And lastly, I worked on building engagement with my community and with my readership. Now, none of these things I really was that intentional about. I didn't say I need to learn about blogging or I need to drive traffic. It instinctively happened. But for that first year, I think I built some really great foundations to then monetize my blogs. And I share this because I think bloggers starting today should be investing significant amounts of time into those activities as well. Learning about blogging, understanding how to use the tools, understanding how to use your voice, those types of things. Building up an archive of content, driving traffic to your blog, beginning to grow your readership, and deepening the engagement that you have with your readers. It's not to say that you can't monetize from day one. You can, and I actually think it's probably good for you to put a little bit of time into monetizing early, but I think it's much better for you to spend the bulk of your time really investing into those four areas: learning, content, traffic, and community. Okay, that was year one, no income. I didn't even know you could. And then it was in years two and three, I began to experiment with making a little bit of money on my blogs. And it was around this time I started a second blog. It was a blog where I reviewed digital cameras. It no longer exists today because I, or someone else, let the domain slip. But it was something I'd been transitioning away anyway by the time that domain disappeared. But years two and three, I began to experiment with monetizing on my blogs. And the reason I started to monetize was that my blogs were starting to cost me money. I had servers and domains, and they were taking up a lot of time, taking me away from the other work that I was doing. And so I began to look around to see, was there a way I could cover my costs in blogging? And I discovered this advertising network that existed called AdSense. AdSense is Google's ad network, and you would have seen their ads almost every day of your life over the last few years because they are everywhere, all over the internet. Many times you don't actually know who's serving the ads, but you've seen the ads. They started out back in 2002. A lot of them were text-based ads. They were pretty ugly. You could change the colors of them, but that's about all. You could have different sizes. And so I started to put these ads on my blog, and from day one, they started to earn me a little bit of income. And by little, I mean a few cents a day. It wasn't enough to buy a coffee, but it did drive a little bit of income into my blog. It was around the same time I started to experiment with Amazon's affiliate program, or the Amazon Associates program as it's known. This is where you link to a product on Amazon with a special link and you earn a commission if someone buys that product based upon your link. And again, the income in the early days from Amazon was literally a few cents every week. It wasn't even every day. I was linking particularly to books, which was what Amazon was all about back then. Still is largely, but they've got so many more products today. And I was earning like 4 or 5% commissions on these $10 books. And so you can see it wasn't much, but it was the start. And I learned so much by experimenting with these two income streams. I also learned that if I was going to ever make more than a few cents a day, I needed to do a few things. Firstly, I needed to get more traffic to my site. Both of these income streams and all the others I'm going to mention will go up if you grow your traffic to your site. And so this is something I did years two and three. I really worked hard on growing my traffic. I now had a bit more incentive to do that. It didn't just make me feel good to know that people were viewing my site. I could see it was directly impacting how much money I was able to make. And that helped me to grow towards a part-time income. The other thing I worked really hard on those 2 years was optimizing how I was using these income streams. AdSense was something that I gradually over time learned. You could do things to impact how much you earned. You could, one, put more ads on your site. I think you can have 3 on each page now. You could change the size of the ads. There were new ad unit sizes coming in. You could change the position of the ads. You could put them higher up on the page. You could put them underneath your blog post. There were different positions and they each would help you to earn different amounts. And you could back then particularly change the design of your ads as well, change the colors of the text ads that appeared. You can't do that so much anymore, but there are plenty of ways that you can optimize that income stream. Same with Amazon affiliate links. I learned how to, I guess, call people to buy those products better, experimented with different places on my site to promote the products as well. So years two and three were a big learning time for me as well. I still put a lot of effort into creating lots of content, driving traffic, building community, but I also increasingly put a little bit more of my time into working with these different income streams. That was the beginnings for me. And with those two income streams, I got close to getting to a full-time level. And it was around that time I started ProBlogger. And so from now on, I'm now going to start talking about income streams that were both on my photography blog, but also ProBlogger.
You're listening to ProBlogger.
Year 4 and 5. This is where I began to build on AdSense and Amazon by adding a few more income streams. There was actually 5 in these 2 years. The first one was direct ad sales. I realized that advertisers were now beginning to target my site. I could see the same advertisers appearing on my site all the time. And I knew that Google AdSense was taking a cut of all those that ad revenue. And so I began to reach out directly to some advertisers to see whether they wanted just to work with me directly on my site. Now, we're not talking big bucks here. Don't think I was earning tens of thousands of dollars from these sponsorships that I was selling on my site. The first one, I earned $20 a month. And that was a camera store here in Australia that decided to advertise on my site. So it was small amounts, and I sold the advertising on a monthly basis. It was kind of, you would buy a certain type of ad in a certain position on my site for a monthly fee. And I would charge more for a banner ad in a prime position, and I would charge less for a sidebar ad in a less seen position. It started small, as did all of these income streams, but it gradually grew again as my traffic grew and as I was able to send more people to these advertisers. I also began to experiment with some other affiliate programs around this time. I began to see other blogs creating ebooks of their own, and so I joined some of their affiliate programs and began to promote their ebooks and their products. That did okay for me in the early days. I learned a lot by doing it. I also added in other advertising networks. It was around this time Yahoo, I think, had a publishing network, an ad network, and another one that I came across called Chitika. I'll link to them in the show notes. They're still around today. They've changed quite a bit since the early days, but I added Chitika ads onto my site alongside my AdSense ads. At first, I thought it would decrease my AdSense ads. Turns out it didn't. My AdSense stayed steady, but I added this whole new income stream. And really, that was a light bulb moment for me as I realized that one of the fastest ways that I could increase my overall income was to just add a second income stream alongside my previous ones. And didn't quite double my income overnight, but it came close to doing it. And that was like a really exciting day. And it was, as I said, a light bulb moment. And I began to think really strongly about how can I add some new income streams as well. It was around that time I got approached by Wiley, the publisher in the US, to write the ProBlogger book. That was another small income stream that was added there. That only really came about because I'd been blogging on ProBlogger for a couple of years and had grown a profile on that particular topic of blogging. And so that approach came out of the blue. And also for a little while there on ProBlogger, we had a course, which I ran with another blogger called Andy Wibbles. And we ran a course, I think it was called Six-Figure Blogging back in the day. It's no longer in existence. But that was my first experiment, I guess, of having my own product, and something that I am really glad I did, but I felt a bit out of my depth with in those early days as well. There were certainly no software around to help you run courses like there are today, and it was a big kind of commitment to get that up and running at that time. In years 6 and 7, I added 3 more income streams on top of some of the ones that I've already mentioned. Firstly, I started to do some speaking and get paid for it. This is another one of those ones that came to me. I remember the first time being asked to speak at a conference, and I was about to say, yeah, sure, when the person said, what's your fee? And I was like, oh, you're going to pay me to speak at a conference. And suddenly, again, another income stream opened up. It's something I haven't done a lot of. I get asked a lot, but being here in Australia, in Melbourne, it's hard to travel around the world to speak at these conferences. So I say no more often than not, but it's something I really do enjoy. Alongside that, I also began to experiment with some consulting, particularly off the back of ProBlogger. And this is where I would do, I think it was called blog coaching. It was a service that I started back then. I didn't do a lot of it. I very quickly discovered it wasn't really for me. It wasn't something I felt like I could add a lot of value to. I knew a lot about blogging, but I didn't feel that it really suited my style, my personality. And I realized I could probably have a bigger impact by creating lots of content for lots of people. And so that's what I've done by later on creating some of the products that I've created. And then the last one in years 6 and 7 was adding in a job board. If you haven't seen it already, it's at jobs.problogger.net. And this is where people looking to hire bloggers pay $50 to get their ad in front of bloggers for 30 days. And at first, that was a very small income stream. It was maybe 2 or 3 jobs per week on the job board. And a few of my friends I used to give freebies to just to get a few more jobs on there. But gradually, over the years, it's grown quite a bit. And now it's 2 or 3 jobs a day, some days 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 jobs. And so that's a fairly passive income stream. It's probably the most passive income stream that I have.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
Years 7 through to 10 was a time where I really focused a lot of attention on building products and different types of products. The first one was an ebook, and it was by this stage I'd started Digital Photography School, which was kind of an evolution of my first photography blog, and it was more of a how-to take photos type blog. And I'd put off doing an ebook on there, even though I kind of knew that I probably should do one. I'd put it off for a couple of years by this point and eventually decided, okay, I've got to get my act into gear. And I started to put aside 15, 20 minutes a day to create my first ebook. I was a busy person, so I just basically got up early every morning and took a lot of the content that was already on the site, a lot of the posts that I'd written personally about the topic of portraiture, how to take good photos of people, which I knew was a popular topic in our audience. And so I compiled those together. I got them edited. I found a designer who would design the book for me. I learned about shopping carts and how to get a sales page up and all of these things that I felt like I was completely out of my depth with. And I launched this ebook. It took me about 4 months to get it together. And I was worried that no one was going to buy it because a lot of the content was already on the site. And I was really upfront with my readers about it. I probably undersold it. I kind of said, you know, you may or you may not want it. I didn't really sell it very well, but it sold a ridiculous amount of copies. We sold $70,000 worth of copies in the first 11 days. Now, that sounds like a lot of income overnight, and it was. A lot of that came in literally in the first 24 hours. It was a wild 24 hours, let me tell you. But as I reflected on it, it really came about because I'd invested all these years of building my audience. So we had fairly significant traffic by this point. I built engagement with that audience. They trusted us. They liked what we were doing. And so it was the perfect kind of time to launch this product. I then launched a product, an ebook over on ProBlogger, very similar story, repurposed content, 31 days to build a better blog. It was a series of blog posts I'd written, launched it again, and it outsold even the first one. And so suddenly, literally within a few months, I had this brand new income stream. And it was another of those moments where the income pretty much doubled within a few months, because up until that point, I'd been relying so much upon advertising and affiliate marketing. And then suddenly to have my own products opened my eyes to this whole new world. And that's what I then spent quite a few of the next few years working on. Really, those first two ebooks worked so well that I was like, let's do more ebooks. And we've since that time launched, I think, 35 of the things on a broad range of topics on both ProBlogger and Digital Photography School. So ebooks became a very big focus for me, almost too big a focus. It closed me off a little bit to some of the other products that we've since launched, but it became a bit of an obsession to be launching 4 or 5 ebooks every year. Another income stream that I had going for a little while in this period was also a membership site over on ProBlogger. This is where people were paying a monthly fee to get access to some premium content in the form of webinars, a closed private community, some plugins that we developed as well. That membership site was quite profitable, but it wasn't the most satisfying site for me to run because I didn't see a lot of engagement there. We had a lot of people sign up, and I didn't quite know why they'd signed up, to be honest. Like I say, it was profitable. We're making good money, but I didn't feel like I was really contributing a lot of value. And so I decided to close that down and to rethink that model. And out of that came this podcast, which doesn't make a lot of money, but on the flip side, it feels like it's having more of an impact upon people. And so for me, it's not just about the money. It's actually about what impact do you have? We may revisit the membership idea and tweak that in the future. But for now, that's an income stream that didn't work out for us. It was also in these years, I think it was 2007, I ran the first ProBlogger event. The first 3-4 years of that event, it didn't make any profit. I didn't really try to. It was something that was more of a labor of love. Unfortunately, running events that have 400 or 500, 700 last year, people come to them, get quite expensive. And so it got a bit risky to run it. And so I started to build some income streams around that as well now. It's not a big income earner or profit earner because there's a lot of expenses, but it's certainly a new income stream that I developed in that time as well. And then there were printables, and printables really are... they could be anything really, but they're things that you sell for your readers to print. I guess in some ways they're like an ebook, but for us on Digital Photography School, they were some of our posing guides where we got someone to do some hand drawings of different poses for taking portraits of people. So you could print them out, take them on location with you and show your subject, hey, pose like this. And they did quite well for us as well.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
The last 2 years, years 12 and 13, have been, I guess, extending the idea of the ebooks and creating some more products of our own. And these were courses. I've done 3 courses now on different aspects of photography, particularly, and Lightroom presets. This is Adobe Lightroom, little plugins that you can put into that software to help to process images in a click. So they're the different income streams that all of which, most of which I mentioned in episode 150, but I hope it is a little bit useful for you to hear them presented more as a timeline rather than a snapshot. Most of these income streams actually started out as little experiments, out of little hunches, little, let's see what happens if I add this, let's see what happens if I invest a bit of time to create that. And some of them worked really well. Some of them have not worked at all. Some of them have been slow burners, like the job board, even AdSense, just a few cents a day, gradually grew, you know, 10% this month, 10% that month, and gradually added up over time. I hope it's been helpful for you to hear that story presented in that way. And hopefully it gives you some ideas of some of the income streams that maybe you could be adding into your own blog as well. As I've said previously, there are plenty of other different types of income streams that you can add to your blog as well. And if you want to head over to today's show notes, which are at problogger.com/podcast/153, you can see a visual representation of the timeline, and you can also leave a comment as to your own story. I would love to hear your own timeline, and you could just do it in a little simple bullet list: year, what income stream you added, year, what income stream you added. I would love to see that, because I find it fascinating to see how bloggers sort of grow their income streams as well. So if you'd like to do that, I'd love to see it. And you may just get an email from me, because I'd love to do some more podcast interviewing people to actually hear about these stories as well. So if there's some interesting responses there, maybe you could become a guest on the ProBlogger podcast. Now, the next thing I will say is that I am going to do a follow-up to this episode in the next episode, episode 154. Those of you who are listening to this the day it goes live, you've only got a couple of days to wait. Those of you who are listening to it a week or so later, it's probably already live, so you can go and listen to that straight away. But in the next episode, I really want to give you a few observations of things that I've learnt about adding income streams particularly. I want to suggest 3 ways to grow your income. I want to talk about some of the foundations that you should build before you grow income. I want to talk about the idea of experimenting with income streams, and also give you some hints as to how to work out which income streams to try first. So if that sounds interesting, subscribe to this podcast over in iTunes. And while you're there, leave us a review. I'd love to hear what you think. Or subscribe to the ProBlogger Plus newsletter, which will be linked to in today's show notes as well. That'll be at problogger.com/podcast/153. Thanks for listening today. And I'll chat with you in a few days with some more on this topic of adding income streams to your blog.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.